The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
At last debate. I'm good, and you?
Also good. I'm sorry we missed a little bit of time with you this afternoon because there is so much news happening in Israel. Not that that's unusual, mind you.
Maybe it will be a big news week. Maybe it won't be a big news week this week. We'll have to see.
Okay. So yeah, let's get right into it, Rolien. And, there's a lot to talk about. Corona, God, TV and annexation. Let's get through all of it.
Okay. So let's start with Corona because that is the big daily story. And we did see over the weekend a huge spike in the amount of infections and a lot of concern about, you know, the infections, where they're coming from. Are we in a second wave? Aren't we in a second wave? They came down like quite drastically overnight and then have gone up, slightly. So where we are at the moment is that since the start of the global pandemic, Israel has seen 23,989 confirmed cases, 319 fatalities. Currently there are 6,556 people infected. 46 of them in serious condition, that number is coming down, and 24 needing ventilators, that number's also coming down. But another number going up, which is the amount of full recoveries at 17,114. So we're monitoring the numbers, and there have been decisions taken by the health ministry today, which is to restrict the amount of people at a gathering, or in a house of worship. At the moment, houses of worship are going to be restricted to only 50 people. While functions and venues will open up to 250, that number might be walked back. Also, the health ministry have said that they are really going to ask that any meetings that take place with people who are in the vulnerable age groups or who are more vulnerable are not happening. And they've actually appealed to people to try and not come into contact with elderly people, which of course is very, very difficult, especially once you've opened up and you're seeing Saba and Safta and you're hugging Saba and Safta, the psychological and emotional toll of maybe now having to say, in order to protect you again, we have to take a step back. So that is quite traumatic. The areas of high infections, and these areas will be red zones and lockdown, as we've been speaking about, are parts of Jerusalem, Bnei Brak, parts of Ashdod, but also phenomenal, which happened just as we came off air last week. I spoke about it a little bit on Friday, and I'll remind people, is the agreement that has been signed between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. And I must be clear, it's not at a governmental level. It's at a private level. But the UAE have signed with a number of Israeli firms to help fight the virus together. And this is what we really think that country should be focusing on. Just saying, South Africa, just saying.
What's so interesting to me, Rolien, is I look at how superbly well Israel managed the whole corona debacle initially, so much better than most countries in the world. Did you open up too early? Because looking at other countries like Greece, who went through a similar sort of process to you, they're not having the spike.
Well, I think it's a very, very good question. You know, we did open up and we managed to keep it sort of stable, and we have gone, but I think the numbers going up are to be expected as, first of all, we're increasing our testing. So we know that, based on the testing, how many more people are infected. And we have to pose the question to Greece, how many more coronavirus tests are you doing? We've increased ours. You know, that could be a factor, but you also have to look at the other important stats, which is why we speak about the numbers every day. And that's the amount of people in serious condition and needing ventilators. So as long as it's not putting a strain on the health system, we are okay, and we can keep open and just follow that protocol of locking down the areas where there are high infection rates.
Okay. I'm so glad to see that your next story is this issue of God TV, because we spoke about it when it started. I must say I was quite surprised that they were granted a license, although I do understand the alliance between Israel and the evangelical movement. So what's the latest?
Well, you know, it's so funny because when the story broke, I had people tweeting at me saying, for you and Simon to speak about. So thank you to our listeners who are always on the ball and reminding us in case it doesn't get onto the agenda for the day that we are on top of it. But the God TV, which is part of Shelanu, which goes out to 300 million Christians around the world, they have had their license revoked because they were not clear in their application that of the intentions of proselytizing. Now, proselytizing isn't illegal in Israel except to minors. You can only proselytize to kids with parental supervision. And so far, the license has been suspended. They are going to appeal to the Israel Broadcasting Authority on the grounds of religious discrimination.
What an interesting development. I'm going to leave it to you to keep us updated
yes.
with that story because it does fascinate me.
Yes.
And what's also fascinating is the annexation update story. I happened to see you. I was watching a webinar last night. I saw your contribution. I was very impressed with the measured response and your input. Where are we today on annexation updates?
Well, the update that we have so far, and it comes from our alternate prime minister and our defense minister, is that there's a high probability that we won't go forward on the 1st of July with any kind of annexation. There hasn't been an okay from Washington. We would only move forward with the backing of Washington. There hasn't been a final agreement with the Trump administration there. And Prime Minister, alternate slash defense minister Benny Gantz says, you know, right now, all of our efforts need to be towards dealing with issues like corona and unemployment. That's where the focus has to be, not on annexation. And you know what? The majority of Israelis would agree. The immense pressure that a move like that would put on our economy, as well as the repercussions that it could have on our international relations and ties is immense. And not to mention, and this is a big issue for those of us who, especially who come from diaspora communities, is that effect that when Israel catches a cold, the diaspora communities, or when Israel sneezes, the diaspora communities catch the cold, and it would have a dire impact there.
Very, very interesting, Rolene, and also interesting in the light of the polls conducted during the webinar last night, which very much back up what you're saying, the fact that most of participants were feeling exactly that, that it just wasn't sensible given the current circumstances, which I also found was interesting because I wasn't necessarily expecting that result at all. Let's talk about the UN to conduct an investigation into sexual misconduct. Oh my goodness, was this that one of the picture of the male and female in the back of the car that I saw the other day? Okay, red dress story.
Red dress story in the back seat of a UN vehicle in the traffic, people. In the traffic. I mean, it could explain a lot of things about Israeli driving, but in all seriousness, this is not the first time that allegations of misconduct have been made against the United Nations. There have been allegations in other countries as well, including Pakistan and even in South Africa for the conduct of UN employees. And just last year, we were speaking about the investigations into UNRWA. That's the United Nations Relief Works Agency that look after interests for the Palestinians. Two of their high-ranking officials were accused of sexual misconduct and harassment. And now this employee that was doing some less than social distancing moves in the back of a UN vehicle will be investigated by the United Nations for what is happening. But kol hakavod to them, they responded very, very quickly to that. Not so much to when Israel says we have an issue, you know, with rocket attacks or when people say there's rising anti-Semitism. But kol hakavod to them for responding very quickly to allegations of sexual misconduct amongst their employees.
And that's where we leave it, Rolene. Thanks for the laughter. I think I needed it this afternoon.
Always happy to oblige. So I won't speak to you tomorrow, but I'm back on Wednesday with a vengeance.